Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bachem Daf Mem Hey. We are starting right at the top with a brand new Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Mishnah says Kachev Kachavim, a carbon that was donated by a non-Jew. That's Kachev Kachavim. We know that a non-Jew is allowed to bring a carbon. Everyone agrees he's allowed to bring a carbon oila. There's machlekes he's allowed to bring a shlam mentayda. Bottom line is whatever carbon he is bringing, that's called Kachev Kachavim. Mishnah says Ein chayov an olein mishum pickle of noiser v'tomei. One is not going to be chayv for them for pickle noiser and tomei, which means even there was machshava pickle of chutzos manoi, one's not going to be chayv cars for eating from it. Noiser, if the meat is left over past the time it's allowed to be eaten, there's no chiv for eating that, and tomei as well. If a person is tomei and he eats it, there's no chiv for eating that either. Also, vashechtem b'chutz, if somebody shechts them outside the azar where they're allowed to be shechted, potter is potter for that. The Reb Shimon, this Reb Shimon's opinion. Whereas Reb Yosi mechayv, Reb Yosi is mechayv. So the Gemara brings a brisa that expounds on this. Tanur Rabanan, we have a brisa, kachi evik kachavim, kachim from a non-Jew, loy nanin, one's not allowed to benefit from them, which means they do have a status of kachim. However, for loy mayolin, if one does benefit from them, they're not over meila as in the regular sense, and would be chayv the certain penalties that come along with meila. Also, v'ein chayv when mishum pickle nicer v'tamei, there's no chiv of pickle nicer v'tamei, as we just said in our Mishnah, and v'ein oisin timura, they're not able to accomplish a timura. A timura, as we've had previously in the Masechta, is when a person has a kaddish animal, it's dedicated as a carbon, and he says zet timura zay, takes a different animal and tries to transfer its kedusha onto that one. So when we say that something does accomplish timura, it is oisin timura, that means that the second animal as well is kaddish. And when it's ein oisin timura, like we just said over here, by kachayv kachavim, the second animal doesn't become kaddish. The Brisa continues v'ein mevi nesachim, a non-Jew is not allowed to bring nesachim on their own. He can't just donate plain nesachim, al carbon unto nesachim, but their carbon, meaning when they bring carbon oil, for example, that does have to have nesachim come along with it. The Reb Shimon, this is Reb Shimon's opinion, whereas Reb Yosi, Reb Yosi says, Re'ani bekulon, I see with all these things, lahachmir, that we should be machmir, shenar bahen, because it says about them, lahashem, that therefore Hashem, and therefore we're machmir, that all these things actually do apply. However, the Ramurim one was a stated, bekachim mizbeach, only with something that's kedushas mizbeach, meaning it was donated to be a carbon for the mizbeach, so it's kedushas aguf, al bekachim be the kabayas. If it's kedushas be the kabayas, it was just donated to the base of Mikdash to be used for its upkeep, Myelin Bahen, then one would be Ivar Me'ila with them. Now we explain this. We had said, Loi Nanin Vloi Myelin, Loi Nanin Midrabanon. That means Midrabanon, one's not allowed to benefit from them. Even though Midrabanon, technically one is allowed to benefit from them because they're not really considered regular Kachim, still Midrabanon, no deriving benefit. And what does that mean, Vloi Myelin? Degar Me'ila Chet Chet Mitruma. We have Exer Shava, Chet Chet from Truma. The Betruma Ksivat says, B'nei Yisrael. And we learn from there, Vloi of the Kachavim, not non Jews. And since we have Exer Shava, Chet Chet, it says chet by truma and it says chet by meila. We learn from there as well that there's no meila by non-Jews. We continue ve'in chayv an ol mishum pigel noiser v'tamei. My time of why is that? Da'asi pigel oven oven mi noiser. That's because we have a shava by pigel oven oven from noiser and va'asi noiser chil chil mi tuma. By noiser we have a shava chil chil from tuma and a betuma ksev in regards to tuma, meaning in regards to a person who's tamei, the iser for him to eat from kachim. What does it say? B'nei Yisrael. And what do we learn from here? V'loy of the chavim, not non-Jews. We continue ve'in oisin timur. They don't accomplish Tamura. My time of why is that? The Iskish Tamura, the Meister Behema. Because Tamura is compared to Meister Behema, and Meister Behema Iskish the Meister Dagon. Meister Behema is compared to Meister Dagon, meaning the Meister you take off of your grain and give to a Levi. And when Meister Dagon Ksev, what does it say about Meister Dagon? B'nei Yisrael. And what do we learn from here? V'loy of Yichavim, not non Jews. Ask the Gemara, hold on. V'chi davar halamed behekesh, chayzer umilamed behekesh, is something that's learned from a hekesh, now able to go and teach through a hekesh. We've had this previously, and we said that can't be done. If B is being learned from A by way of a hekesh, we're not able to now take B and use it to teach something towards C by way of a hekesh, and that's what we just did over here. So the answer is no. Meister Dagon Chulin Hu, the Meister of grain, that's Chulin. It's not hektish. And the only time we're not allowed to do this hekesh limud that A is teaching to B and then B is teaching to C, and we're talking about something that's kadosh. But over here, it's just regular Chulin, so it's not a problem. Ask the Gemara. Honey Chlamad Amar Basar Milamid Azlinon. That's a good according to Mad Amar that we follow a thing which is doing the teaching. And over here, that's Chulin, so that's fine. El Mad Amar Basar Lamed Azlinon Michael Memar. But what about according to the Mad Amar that we follow the thing which is being learned, what are we able to say? The thing that we're learning about is kadshim, so we still can't do this hekesh. The Gemara says, you're right. El, rather, Meister Behema, Chayv Hashem Kavu Al Azmanhu. Meister Behema, which is being learned from Meister Dagon, that's a chayv that doesn't have a set time. And Chayv Hashem Al Azman Kavua, a chayv that doesn't have a set time, Yisrael Maisu, Avdu Chavim Loi Maisu, ye didn't bring, and non-Jews do not bring, and therefore we learn from there to Tamura, and that teaches us that the carbon of a non-Jew can't accomplish a Tamura. We continue, he said, Ve'ein Mevin Nesachim, they don't bring Nesachim on their own. In Tanah Bano, we have a Braisa, Ezrach, the Pasuk says, and what do we learn from here? Ezrach, maybe Nesachim, Ve'ein Avi Kachavim, maybe Nesachim. And Ezrach, meaning a Yid, he brings Nesachim, but a non-Jew is not allowed to bring Nesachim just on their own. Now, Yachol, Loi Tehei, Lasetu Nesachim, you might think that if a non-Jew doesn't bring Nesachim, so even if he brings an Oila, it doesn't come along with Nesachim. And therefore, Tamalem, the Pasuk says, Kacha, as in Kacha Yasel Ashar Ha'echad, V'chulu, the Pasuk continues, and Kacha means that is what's done, that's how it has to be. Therefore, we learn that all these Karbanos mentioned, including an Oila, which could be brought by a non-Jew does have to come along with Nesachim, and this, as we explained in the Mishnah, when non-Jews bring a carbon that comes along with Nesachim, but if he just wants to bring Nesachim on their own, he wants to donate Nesachim, that is something he's not able to do. The Gemara continues bringing the Brayso. Rabbi Yossi said, Rayani Bikun Lahachmir, I see with all these to be Machmir, but Medrimur was, it said, Bekachim Mizbeach Vechulu, and we differentiated between Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bet Kabayah. So the question is, my time, why is that? What's the difference? The answer is, Kasavri holds, Ki Gamar Me'ila Chet Chet Mitruma, when we learn Me'ila, this Gzer Shava Chet Chet from Truma, Dimi the Truma, it has to be similar to Truma, the Kadisha Kedushas Haguf, that has Kedushas Haguf. It has this inherent elevated level of Kedusha. Aval Kedushas Bet Kabayah, the Kedushas Damim, Loi, but in gross Kedushas Bet Kabayah, that just has monetary value. When a person donates an item or an animal or something like that to the Beis HaMikdash just for Beda Kabayas to be used for its upkeep, it doesn't have as elevated level of Kedusha Seguf. It's simply that its value has Kedusha, but not the actual thing itself, and therefore it's not included in this limud. And we can discuss this machlekes, Reb Shimon, Reb Yaisi. Tanarban, we have a braisa. Dam Shenitma, blood of a carbon that became Tamei, Vizarkai, and he sprinkled on the Mizbeach. So Bishoygeg, if he did that Bishoygeg, Hurtza, there's a Ritzoy. This is a concept called Ritzoy Tzitz, the Tzitz, the golden plate that's worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, brings about a Ritzoy, an acceptance for these types of things. When the dam became Tamei, if it was sprinkled, b'shoigig, no problem, the carbon is still fine. However, memheon beis on top, b'mezid, if you sprinkle the mezid, like hurt, so there's no ritzoy. Now, but medvar amirim, when it was stated, b'yachid, only with the carbon yachid, but sibor is done with the carbon sibor, b'im b'shoigig, b'im b'mezid, hurt, so whether he did zrika b'shoigig, or even if he did a b'mezid, there's still a ritzoy. However, if it's a carbon of a non-Jew, b'im b'shoigig, b'im b'mezid, like hurt, so whether he did a b'shoigig or a mezid, there's no ritzoy. Now, our rabban kamed rabapa, the rabban said in front of rabapa, come on, who's his brass alike? They'll like Rabbi Yossi. Can't be like Rabbi Yossi. Dear Rabbi Yossi, if you want to say Rabbi Yossi, Ha'amar, he had said, B'kulan Niroi L'Hachmir. That with all these things we mentioned in the Mishnah and the Braisa, I said Rabbi Yossi, see to be Machmir. Therefore, in regards to Ritzoy, this Braisa's discussion, there shouldn't be any difference between a guy's carbon and a Yid's carbon. And therefore, if the blood became Tamei and was sprinkled B'shaigig, there should be a Ritzoy for the guy's carbon. However, Amul Rav Papa told them, Afilu Tame Rabbi Yossi, you could even say this Braisa Rabbi Yossi. Shani Hasam, that case is different. Meaning, the case of the Braisa is different. Damar Krak as a Pasuk regarding Ritzoy says, Lohem. Let's just quote the end of the pasuk, V'hayal mitzchai tamid l'ratzayin lohem lifnei Hashem. So this tzitz, which is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, is a ratzayin for them. What do we learn from here? Lohem v'loy lavdi chavim. It's only for Yidden and not for non-Jews. However, Amalei Rav Huna Breder of Nusslan Papa, El Me'atav, that's really so. What about the pasuk that says, Asher heim makdishim, as regarding the iser of a person who's tamay to eat kachim, hachinami, should we say as well, that heim v'loy lavdi chavim, it's only an iser by a carbon from them, but not a carbon from non-Jew, meaning that if a Yid is tamay, he's allowed to eat the carbon of a non-Jew? Obviously, that can't be. So how could you learn out of this pasuk lohem or haim that we're excluding non-Jews? So Elam Ravashi, therefore Ravashi says different. Amar Kra, the pasuk tells us regarding ritzoy tzitz l'ratzayin lohem. So the focus really is on the ratzayin v'avdik chavim lav b'nei hartzon, in who non-Jews are not b'nei hartzah by Hashem, and that's how we know that ritzoy tzitz by a carbon whose blood is tamei does not include non-Jews, and therefore this brisa actually could be Reb Yaisi. And we move on to another mishnah, going back to discuss what the mishnah had brought up on daf mem gimel. Dvarim she'ein chayav anolei mishum pigol. Those things that we had mentioned that one is not chayv pigol for, and we had mentioned for the most part that's because they're davar she'ein lematirin, chayav anolei mishum noiser mishum tamei. One would be chayiv for the isra of noiser or tamei if these things were left over beyond the proper time, or if a person's tamei. In both situations, one would be chayiv karius for eating them, chutz min adam, except for the blood. You have a qualification of this, and pay attention to the gears of change that Rashi makes. Numi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, numi is an interesting word, but it means, he says, we take out the word machayiv, or he says as follows, the davar shadarkin lechol is only something that's normal to eat. Avol ha'etzim alvayin v'akteres, regarding wood that's put on the mizbeach, or levayin or akteres, in chayav an olive, or in chayav an alayin mishum tomo, one's not going to be chayav because of tomo, that's because these are things that are not normally eaten. So Gemara tells us, Tanur Banu Yiv Abraisa, yachol lo yu chayav mishum tomo, el al davar shesh la matirim, bein la adam, bein la mizbeach. One would think that one is not chayav for eating things in the state of tomo, except if it's davar shesh la matirim, either for people or for the mizbeach. And why would that be? Because bedinhu, uma pegol, just like the chayav pegol, shuhu bekviya, it comes along with a carbon kavua. If a person ate pigle by accident, by mistake, so he has to bring a carbon chatos, and that's a chatos kavua, a set carbon chatos, either a kispa or seira, a female sheep or goat, and ubi yedia achas, it only requires one yedia, which means even though he didn't know it was pigle, and he only found out after he ate it, he still would be chayav a carbon. And v'loy hoter mechlaloi, there's no general heter at all for pigle. There's never a situation where we say that pigle is mutter. And what do we say about pigle? In chayav an olav, el adavar shesh lamatirin bein l'adam bein l'mizbeach, that one's only chayav for pigle, regarding something that's a davar shesh lamatirin, either for people or for the mizbeach. Well, toma, in regards to the iser of a person who's tamei to eat kachim, shehiba oil of a yared, such a person would have to bring carbon oil of a yared. It's a totally different type of carbon chatos. It's a very unique one. The reason why it's called oil of a yared is because it actually goes up or down depending on the person's financial status. If he has a lot of money, he brings a big animal. If he's very poor, he brings just a carbon mencha, and ubishtei yediyos, this requires two yediyos. He has to first of all know that he's tamei, and then forget about it, and in his state of forgetting, eat, and then afterwards discover that he had eaten in that state of tumah of his. So it's two yediyos that's required for this, and v'hotar mechala, there's actually a general heter for it. This specifically in regards to Karban Pesach, when the majority of Am Yisrael is tamei, so they're going to bring it in a state of tumah and eat it. So in adin she'ene chayv el adavar shesh lamatirin bein adam bein lamizbeach, shouldn't we for sure say that by tumah one is only going to be chayv if it's a davar shesh lamatirin for people and for the mizbeach? And because of that, Talmud Lomer, we have a pasuk that tells us asher he makdishim li, they're makdish for me. Mashma, all sorts of kachim have the sister of a person who's tamei to eat them, and that's even davar shesh ein lamatirin. Now the pasuk continues, yachal miyad. You may think this sister of a tamei person eating kachim applies right away. Talmud Lomer, that's why the pasuk says yikrav. Now we continue to explain what that means. Yikrav. Amr Blazer says, is there a person, if he just simply touches kachim in a state of toma, that he's going to be chayev kares? No, we never find such a thing. So elamat hamalomer yikrav. Why is the pasuk saying yikrav? Let's just quote the section of the pasuk. Kol ish asher yikrav mikolz harachem ala kachim asher yikdishu b'nei Yisrael Hashem v'tum asay alav. So the pasuk says, if he's yikrav to kachim and he's tamei, so he's going to get kares. And as Reb Elazar just said, there's no such a iser of touching kachim while tamei. So what's this referring to? It must be b'hochshir li karev hakasim edaber. The pasuk's talking about meat, which is mukshar, it is ready, it is prepared to be brought. That's what likariv means. It's prepared to be brought close. And haketzad, what does this mean? So yesh lamatirin, if it's a davar shesh lamatirin, mishi yikru matirov, from when it's matirim are brought, so let's say it's just a regular carbon that its meat is eaten, when the matirim, meaning when the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, is there now this strong iser for a person who's tamei to eat the meat? And ain lamatirim, it's a davar that doesn't have matirim, mishi kadosh bekli, is from when it becomes kadosh in a kli sharis, and only then this chiyuv kicks in of this iser of toma. So we see from this braisa that even though it doesn't only apply to davar shesh lamatirim, like pigol, it still does have a limitation that it only applies once it reaches a certain stage. We continue, ashkan toma, we found this by toma, noiser minolan, how do we know this applies by noiser? So asi chil chil mi toma, we have gzer shava chil chil from toma. Ask the gemara, v'leilif oven mi pigol. Why not learn gzer shava the other way, oven from pigol? It says oven by noiser, and it says oven by pigol. So learn that noiser should only apply to davar shesh lamatirim. The gemara says, no, mistabra mitoma hava leil meilif, it's more logical to say that we learn from toma. Why is that? Shekane gezel simen. Because we have three things, gimel, zayin, lamed, those are simen, that's our sign, that's the comparison between noiser and tamei, which is why noiser is learned from tamei and not from pigel. What's gezel? So gimel stands for guf, literally meaning body. We know that the meat becomes noiser by being left over. We know that a person himself becomes tamei, so he's not allowed to touch him, as opposed to pigel has nothing really to do with the guf of the animal. It has to do with his machshava. That's what made a puzzle. Zayin stands for zrika or zrikas adam. Both noiser and tamei don't have anything to do with the zrikas adam. That's not how they become pasul, as opposed to pigol, which does. And lamed actually stands for chilol, as in the last letter of the word chilol. Both of them are called this in the Torah, as opposed to pigol, which is not. Ask the Gemara, if that's what we're doing, mi pigol have a little meilif. So actually, we should learn nicer from pigol. Why is that? Because it has five things that's compared to pigol with. What are those five things? So number one is nicer, and Rashi actually changes his word to hutar, and hutar is a lashon of mutter. We know both by nicer and pigol, there's no heter, as we just said before, there's no hutar mechlolai. There's never a situation where nicer and pigol are permitted, as opposed to toma, there is. Nearly the Karban Pesach, when the majority of Am Yisrael is tamei. The next thing is tzitz. That tzitz is not meratza for these, as opposed to toma, as we just said above, that when the dam is tamei and was accidentally sprinkled, there is ritzur tzitz. Tahar is the next comparison. Both noiser and pigol, the animal itself is tahar. It has a psul of noiser, a psul of pigol, but it's still tahar, as opposed to tamei, we're talking about real toma. The fourth one is bizman. That both these psulim have to do with time. Noiser was left past its time that's allowed to be eaten, and pigol is machshav of chutz lizman. As opposed to toma has nothing to do with that. And last one is karev. That they're both psulim with the carbon itself. Noiser is a problem with the carbon. Pigol is machshava psula with the carbon. As opposed to toma has nothing to do with the carbon. Has to do with the person being tamei. He's not allowed to eat a carbon. And vare nefishon, these are more. If it's a numbers game, so the comparison between noiser and tamei is 3, and the comparison between noiser and pigol is 5. So that should win. The gemara says you're right. Elamid tani levi. Rather, it's from what levi taught. The tani levi. Levi taught in the brisa. Minayin sha'af psul zman akasam adaber. How do we know this pasuk? Because even talking about a psul of zman, meaning noiser. That's what Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, v'lo yichalu es, it's not supposed to be kachi b'nei Yisrael, it's supposed to be shem kachi asher hei makdishim li, but the focus over here is the word yichalulu. And what does this teach us? Manfav amadal fanatab, v'shnei chilulin akasim medaber, the pasuk is talking about two different types of chilulin. It could have said v'lo yichalu, without two lamids. From the fact that it says yichalilu, with two lamids, it's talking about two chilulim, echad psul noiser, v'echad psul toma, one psul of noiser, one psul of toma. And the way we know it's talking about that is because we have another pasuk that tells us that noiser is a chilul. And it was from here that we learned that noiser and tumah are the same as opposed to pigol. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.